amazed. So elementary, my dear Watson.
What Sherlock needed was the film star treatment. And in 1939, with Europe on the brink of war and cinema audiences eager for escapist adventure, he would get just that. Sherlock Holmes was about to be reimagined by Hollywood. And the actor who took up the challenge and went on to define it was, of course, Basil Rathbone.
Oh, Professor Moriarty.
Not that I wish to appear.
On the screen, for me, the perfect Holmes, Basil Rathbone.
With Rathbone, he just had a sort of a great elegance and charm. He was very smooth and cool with it. He was sort of a Bond figure.
And it's always been Rathbone. And then when I think of the other ones, I tend to sort of superimpose Rathbone on it, really.
Every time people look at him on screen and think, not does this accord with the Arthur Conan Doyle stories, but does this accord with the Holmes that's in my imagination? And I think that's where Rathbone was particularly successful. He looked like Holmes. He was lean physique. He had a sharp profile. He had a confident manner and, of course, an incisive English accent. And he had that almost arrogant air that people associate with Holmes.
A whole day and a night have gone by since that festive affair in Edgware Road.
Rathbone manages to capture that cool, ascetic, calm, thinking mind. I suppose there is something slightly autistic, we might say now, about Holmes, a lack of connection with feeling, which was one of the things that makes him so compelling.